Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel acknowledged the expressions of leaders and social activists at the recent Ninth Summit of the Americas in rejection of exclusions and blockades. In his official Twitter account, the president pointed out, "No more summits with exclusions, no more summits with OAS, no more summits with blockade to Cuba." He then stressed that this is what the governments and peoples of our America who raised their voices for Cuba demanded. The arbitrary exclusion by the United States of the presidents of Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela from participating in the meeting was also widely rejected by most of the attending dignitaries. Both issues overflowed the halls of the hemispheric meeting and permeated the atmosphere of the People's Summit, whose participants took to the streets of Los Angeles. The denunciations and repudiation of the exclusion also of representatives of Cuban civil society who were unable to attend. Argentine President Alberto Fernandez denounced the blockades imposed by the United States on Cuba and Venezuela and the exclusion of those nations and Nicaragua from the Ninth Summit of the Americas held in Los Angeles. Speaking at the event, in his position as President pro tempore of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, Fernandez questioned the U.S. policy against the region and asked to repair the damage caused. "The fact of being the host country of the summit does not grant the ability to impose the right of admission on the other members of the continent," he asserted. In opposition to what happened in this event, the head of the Argentine state assured that CELAC is a space where diversity and respect prevail. For his part, Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit once again called to end the blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba, a policy he considers unjust and disrespectful of the rights of the Cubans. On occasion of his participation at the Ninth Summit of the Americas, Skerrit responsibly assumed a declaration of principles which summarizes the stance of the remaining Caribbean island countries and other states of the continent when he recalled the importance of relations with Havana, especially those of solidarity and cooperation. A new donation of essential products for liver transplants to 8 Cuban children waiting to be operated on arrived last Sunday, thanks to the efforts of solidarity groups based in the United States. The donation was sent by the Bridges of Love Project, which brings together emigrants from Cuba living in the United States and the Code Pink organization. According to Carlos Lasso, coordinator of Bridges of Love, the shipment was acquired thanks to the goodwill of people who donated $25,000 needed to buy it. Since the laws that regulate the blockade imposed on Cuba by the United States prohibit its acquisition on the market. He also explained that the efforts are not only aimed at obtaining this important essential product for carrying out child liver transplants. "We continue to obtain other necessary things. We are looking for help, and for that we stay on the move, contributing with our grain of sand and demonstrating that the Cuban community residing abroad is in favor of families in their homeland," he said. Medea Benjamin, leader of Code Pink, highlighted in turn the effort currently being made in the United States to end the blockade and reaffirmed the will to continue contributing to the Cuban people. The town of Brooklyn in Massachusetts urged a total rapprochement between the United States and Cuba, which is why it approved a new law that requires the White House to fulfill that purpose. According to the head of the Mission of the Caribbean Island in the United States, Lianis Torres, The legislation that was approved this last Thursday promotes bilateral cooperation in several areas, such as health, pharmaceutical production, and academia. The members of that community condemned the blockade imposed by Washington against the neighboring nation, the longest in the history of the United States. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.